Love, love. Another person should respect that position, whether it be because of age, whether it be because of ilm, whether it be because of a person's appointment, but whatever reason a person is there, the next person should respect it. Somebody might be the parent, the father, the mother, somebody might be the child, somebody will be the employer, somebody will be the employee. All these I have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as these different designations, so these should be respected. So the hadith we did yesterday, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَمْسَحُ مَنَاكِبَنَا فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would pass his hands over the backs, over the shoulders of Sahaba at the time of performing salah. Before performing salah, he would just pass his hand there. وَيَقُولْ إِسْتَوُوا وَلَا تَخْتَلِفُوا فَتَخْتَلِفَ قُلُوبُكُمْ. That make yourself straight. Make yourself completely straight. Do not have any kind of disparity as far as the safs are concerned. Because Allah Pak will create disparity in your hearts. Allah Pak, because the safs are not straight, Allah Pak will make it such that your hearts are disunited. When we mentioned yesterday, that this is a clear sign that what is done outwardly has an effect and impact inwardly. So therefore a person is meticulous and is particular about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He takes these things to heart, then that will also affect his heart. So we should never feel it doesn't matter what the outside is, so long as the inside is clean. The main thing is the heart. This hadith is clearly showing us that the safs are not correct. It's creating disunity between the ummah. لِيَلِنِّي مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْعِلْمِ وَالْأُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَىٰ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that those people of wisdom and knowledge, they should stand close to me in salah. Why? Because for various reasons. One is if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to make some slip of the tongue in the salah, then these people would correct. Or if, for example, the imam has to break his wuzu, then the person in the back can take over the salah. And generally, if there's anything of knowledge or mashura, if those people around him are intelligent people, then that mashura can be easily made rather than looking for those intelligent people of knowledge, wisdom, etc., and try and get them from far. Your ulama explain is that in any gathering where you've got senior people, then the other people that are next to them in rank as far as the ilm, etc., should try and keep close. ثُمَّ الَّذِينِ يَلُونَهُمْ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, then those people that are next in rank, they should be closer. ثُمَّ الَّذِينِ يَلُونَهُمْ And then those that are next in rank. Today's hadith in Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِيَلِينِ مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَىٰ ثُمَّ الَّذِينِ يَلُونَهُمْ ثَلَاثًا. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this hadith got almost the same words, just slight variation, that those people that are of intelligence and wisdom, then ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ Then those are next. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned this three times. Then he said, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَهَيْشَاتِ الْأَسْوَاقِ That beware of the disturbance of the marketplaces. So this got two meanings. One meaning is that don't let the noise of the marketplace come into the masjid. Let the masjid be a place of peace, a place where a person can connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let that outside, that noise that you get in the marketplace come into the masjid. Have respect for the masjid. So that noise, that masjid will remain peaceful. Another thing is that beware of the noise of the marketplace, is don't go too much to the marketplace. If you got no need to go to the souk, to the marketplace, to those places where there's business, if there's absolute need, no need, then don't go there. Stay away from them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, beware of the noise of the marketplace. Don't go and get yourself involved there if you don't need to unnecessarily. So two meanings, don't bring that noise in the masjid, and yourself also don't go there unnecessarily. To this hadith of Nabi Yahya, وقيل أبي محمد سهل بن أبي حثمة الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال انطلق عبد الله بن سهل ومحيصة بن مسعود إلى خيبر وهي يومئذ صلح. So here the Sahabi is mentioning that Abdullah ibn Sahl, so Abdullah and Muhayyisa, Abdullah and Muhayyisa were two cousins. So they both were cousins. They were proceeding to Khaybar. Khaybar is out of Medina Sharif. But at that time, the Jews used to stay there in Khaybar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Sahaba had conquered Khaybar already, and they had an agreement between the Muslims in Medina Sharif and the Jews of Khaybar that there will be peace now between them. The Muslims will allow them to stay there, no problem. They can stay there and do what they work, etc. But they won't harm and they won't affect and they won't work against the Muslims. So they had some type of peace treaty with the people of Khaybar. So here Abdullah radiallahu anhu and Muhayyisa are proceeding towards Khaybar. They went out of Medina, they're going towards Khaybar. They are cousins. فتفرق. So when they came to Khaybar itself, so they both went whichever way they wanted to go within Khaybar. So they split up. Now they were traveling together. They split up for a short while. So what happened? فَأَتَى مُحَيِّسًا إِلَىٰ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ سَهْلٍ وَهُوَ يَتَشَحَّطُ فِي دَمِهِ قَتِيلًا. So what happened was, after some time, Muhayyisa came to his cousin. Because now whatever work he had, he finished. So he came back to his cousin. So when he came to his cousin, he saw his cousin was lying there drenched in blood. He was full in blood. So now he saw that his cousin was killed. So what he did was, he buried his cousin and he came back to Medina Sharif. So when he came back to Medina Sharif, فدفنه ثم قدم المدينة فانطلق عبد الرحمن بن سهل ومحيص وحويص ابن مسعود إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So now obviously when you come back to Medina Sharif, you have to report. It's a very serious thing that we have a peace treaty with the people of Khaybar, and here we go, two cousins, two Muslims go, and Abdullah gets killed, Muhayyisa returns. So now when they go to tell the story to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three people go. One is Muhayyisa, who was there, he seen the whole incident, he buried his cousin. So Muhayyisa's brother Huwayisa comes with to tell the story to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the person who was killed, Abdullah, his brother also comes. So his brother's name was Abdul Rahman. So three people come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdul Rahman and his two cousins, Muhayyisa and Huwayisa. Now Abdul Rahman, he was the youngest from the three of them, he was the youngest. So فذهب عبد الرحمن يتكلم. Now the three people are talking to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They came to tell Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the story. So who started the story was Abdul Rahman, the youngest person. He started to talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. كبر كبر. فقال كبر كبر وهو أحدث القوم فسكت فتكلما فقال أتحلفون وتستحقون قاتلكم وذكر تمام الحديث متفق عليه. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this happened now. Abdul Rahman was the youngest of them. He started to speak. Perhaps he thought that this was my brother that was killed, so I should be speaking and telling the story. When there was three of them, so the youngest started speaking, immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Kabir, Kabir. The eldest, the eldest. In other words, there's two other people that are with you, that are elder than you. Respect the fact that they are elder than you. Let them speak first. Fatakal lama, so they both spoke, they both had said what they wanted. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam heard him. So just to impress upon the sahabi that despite this person who passed away was your brother, the fact that the other two people were Jew, are elder than you, they should be speaking. To such an extent, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us that respect, that even when they have to speak, let them speak first, give them that level of refinement and authority, that give them that respect, that they are senior to you, they should be having that greater respect of being able to speak first. How much of adab Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells them the procedure, that you wish to take an oath and then you make it necessary upon those people that have killed. This is a procedure in Islam, that where somebody has been killed and the people of the town come and they take an oath, etc., etc. Long Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi didn't bring the whole procedure here, but the main part of the hadith that he wanted to bring was this aspect where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had three people to come tell him the story, but he immediately stopped the youngest person. Despite him being the brother of the killed, of the deceased, he tells, no, give the chance to the elder person to speak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also that respect and that on that type of adab, where we are able to see our seniors to be our seniors. We shouldn't be influenced and affected and hurt by some things they may tell us, because sometimes they are telling us with shafqa, they're telling us with love, they're telling us with experience. My late grandfather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fill his kabr nur, he would always say that the old people, many of them don't have any degrees behind their name. But they got something called experience behind their name. And the experience is something that will take a person very, very far, much more than what a degree can take a person. So therefore, the respect Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us, show these people because of their experience they have gathered over the many, many years. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and come early for Jummah Salah and try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.